This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
New states, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois now issuing mandatory 21-day quarantines for anyone returning from West Africa who may have had contact with an infected patient, regardless of whether or not they are showing any symptoms. This comes on top of the enhanced Ebola screenings at five major U.S. airports that now handle all air traffic entering the country from that region.
All right, my friends, are you ready for the abusive power set to come down by a medical police state? Happy days are here again. We're safe from Ebola, but now we're not safe from the U.S. federal and state government, who will look at you and you'll look squirrely-eyed and they'll say, oh my gosh, you have Ebola. You might have Ebola. Lock him up. We don't like him. Get ready for political prisoners. I know. This is a thrilling way to start the Robert Scott Bell Show today, but we've got to tackle it, and we got just the guys and gals to do it. Jonathan Emord will be joining us for the Sacred Fire of Liberty second hour, as well as Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. And we have a filmmaker, Freedom from Choice. That should be interesting. Freedom from Choice. Jonathan Emord is featured in that film. And his name, Tim, I believe, is it Tim Del Mastro? Is that who we got going on? Or is it Tom?
Tim D.
Tim D.
We'll call him Tim D. Yes.
Tim D is coming up next hour. Very good. Very good. Welcome, Super Don. Are you ready for another week of broadcast healing?
I am, and here we go, just hitting the ground running, talking about Ebola again. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just can't get away from it. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit conflicted here about the quarantine story.
Okay, wait, where's the conflict here?
Well, okay, because look, we've been talking about this, obviously, for months now. I guess it must be. It's been gone by so fast.
Yes.
But there's been a lot of people, and I think we kind of chimed in a little bit in favor of at least the concept of, you know, if somebody's going to fly over here from Africa, from these you know, areas where Ebola is running rampant, there ought to be a little bit of... You know,
some level of scrutiny.
Maybe, you know, let's take a look at these guys. And the federal government has decided, no, we're not going to create a travel ban. We're not going to do those things. So now you've got New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, which I think what they're doing, in a sense, is they're exercising their state rights. They're saying, okay, federal government, you don't want to get involved in this. We're going to take it into our own hands, and we're going to say, we're going to take a look at these guys when they come over. So I can't, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I support them in exercising their right as a state to say to the government, well, if you're not going to handle it, we're going to handle it. Is the quarantine necessary? That's still up for debate.
Well, and that's really the issue. This is the same government or government agencies that you wouldn't, you know, trust to take your children away to care for them, would you? And suddenly, are we going to suspend our distrust and concerns, legitimate as they may be, and say, well, in this case, the government knows what it's doing. Now, granted, you and I would agree that on the state level or local level, we probably have some more accountability, although that's even limited because the people are so drugged at this point in America. But the idea of automatically quarantining people coming from the hot zones based on what? Okay, they come in. They have a fever, or you think they do, because they do a skin test. They shoot like an infrared reflection ray, like an electronic beam of some kind, and they measure your temperature. And they say, oh, my gosh, you got a 101.6. Now, it could be that you're just flush and nervous going through, and you don't want to be quarantined. You know you're fine, or at least you feel fine. And they're not going to give you an oral thermometer that'll give you an accurate test to show you you're 98.6. Right. Now, in the second phase of this testing scenario, they've got the PCR test, which we've talked about ad nauseum here, where it's being talked about practically nowhere else in broadcast media. They'll take a fragment of unknown genetic material from you, and they'll amplify it billions of times, like Carl Sagan in the original Cosmos, billions and billions of times, to identify something that they're not sure is there, but it's enough for us to say, yeah, it must be there, because you just came from there. And therefore, you are sick because of something we can't find unless we amplify it billions and billions of times. Right? And it's an absurd notion or statement, because if you really are sick with Ebola, it's replicating like mad in your body. And you could take it from blood and isolate and go, aha, we found it. This is scary stuff. Let's isolate this person. Right. So I'm more concerned as we stand here today, as I stand here, I do stand-up radio. I don't know if you're sitting, Super Don. Are you sitting today?
I'm sitting, yes.
Sit-down radio, stand-up radio, however you're going to do it. But I stand here today more concerned about the potential abuse of power in a situation where I do not trust the medical authorities. Now, am I saying the Obama administration has done a bang-up, wonderful job of containing this? No, absolutely not. Nor has much of modern medicine done anything. Even the idea of flying them back to America, putting them in Emory University's isolation ward, and giving them experimental secret sauce serum, or ZMAP, which tends to extend the length of time it takes to recover, rather than the nurse recently, Vincent, who recovered very rapidly, and she's doing just fine.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of themes and memes going through this that are designed to make you trust the medical industrial complex once again, because you're so afraid that you will suspend your disbelief in them, that church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Now, we do have concerns from, you know, not only the quarantine arenas or areas that you may be quarantined just from, you know, having some casual contact with the part of the earth or planet that they claim this one virus exists, but it may not even be one virus there, because they're utilizing the same test to determine it, PCR. So I dispute the entire one virus causing one disease hypothesis that is being bandied about and accepted as fact when it should not be, because it has not been validated nor proven. Okay? People are getting sick. That's real. Look to the law of the terrain. Look to living in a culture where you've been war-torn and poverty-stricken, and you have no sanitation system. You have lack of sewage running through pipes and away from you, but now it's in the streets. It's contaminating the water, the water wells. You're selenium deficient. Dude, you do not even need one virus. Anything within you can hop up and kill you at that point. But that's not something that's pharmaceutically promoting. It's an agenda that drives you into fear so that you will accept experimental drugs and potentially experimental vaccines, for which those companies want indemnity, because they know they're likely to kill you as much as this so-called Ebola would kill you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The drug makers are just hopping on this. In fact, the Washington Times has an interesting article talking about how the drug makers are basically gambling right now.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're making these decisions to go ahead and move forward on investing the money into the drugs and into the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're doing this is because they're betting that the governments and the corporations are going to go ahead and invest on stockpiling these drugs, because they have embarrassed themselves so much on handling this Ebola thing. They've been burnt so bad on this situation that they're going to go ahead and stockpile on this stuff to try and make people feel like they're now doing the right thing.
Well, you know who's going to get burned now? The American taxpayer, once again. Hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent on vaccines, just like they did for the flu, the swine flu that never happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is another scam on the people through fear, and there are people that don't give a flip, that they're lying through their teeth, and then everybody else is fearfully obeying them because they don't realize how badly they're lying and how badly they don't have science on their side.
Right.
But we've got some common sense from, like, reporters in the Northeast Corridor in New York. I think he's a commentator on the news, Errol Lewis.
I'd never heard of him before, and he's a news anchor, a commentator over there in, I believe, in New York.
Yeah.
And
advice, does he not?
He does. I think it's very, very rational advice.
So New Yorkers and New Jersey people, listen to this.
people are wondering about methods of transmission, and they're remarkably similar in a way. I mean, blood, mucus, feces, semen, you have to come in intimate contact with it while the person is infected. Now, if you came across some strange mucus or feces or something out there on the subway, the street, or anywhere else, you know, don't eat it.
How much does he think of you as a New Yorker if he has to tell you, don't eat mucus and feces that you find in the subway? That's kind of embarrassing. I mean, this guy really thinks a lot of you, you New Yorkers. Right?
Oh,
enjoys the idea.
Man.
Wow,
well,
yeah, I know.
Okay, all right. You know, I don't know. I was just getting ready to fix lunch. I don't know what to make now.
No, don't make a mucus and feces sandwich, please, especially if it's scraped from the bottom of the subway. Wow. All right, Anthony Fauci, not a guy I'm a big fan of, but the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIH. Really, to me, in my mind, from what I've seen him do, he's also part of this criminal pharmaceutical organization, pulling the wool over your eyes, promoting vaccines and things when they'll never work. And he has some concerns because of this mandatory quarantine coming from Africa or these hot zones. He's not concerned about you or me, but he's concerned about the doctors that are sent over to or that are volunteering to go over, that they might not go over anymore. I've just got one clip I want to play. I think this is from clip 3.
And it's interesting, I think people lose that the best way to protect us is to stop it in Africa. And one of the really best ways to stop it in Africa is to get health workers who are going there and helping them with their problem. When they come back, they need to be treated in a way that doesn't disincentivize them from going there.
So Fauci is talking about the doctors now being unwilling to go because they know if they come back, they're likely to be quarantined. So he says right. The best way is to send our people over there. No, the best way is to stop sending our people over there unless they go of their own accord, not under a federal dictator guideline that we're paying for as taxpayers. This is something that, you know, if you want to contain it there, don't have people that carry it come back to the United States. Stop that. And that's what I think is at least being attempted to be done, even if I believe it in many ways it's wrongheaded because they don't conceive of what really is going on. The best thing that could happen is that the doctors say, we're not going anymore. And then what happens? Well, let's hope that the native doctors of West Africa, the bush doctors, will take over and do what their ancestors did. Go back to the bush, save the medicines of your ancestors, bring it out, throw the white man's medicine the hell out of Africa, and begin to embrace the herbs and the plants that have been healing your people and the people of planet Earth around these Native Americans here for thousands of years. This toxicological technology is killing us. It's not saving us. If you want to go to Africa to help, build them sewage systems. Build them clean water facilities. And you'll see how fast this stops. Remove the war-torn regions from the war-torn regions and allow healing to flourish. We'll be back. Cold sores, Alzheimer's, any link?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we got some events coming up in Las Vegas, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'll be there for ACAM, the medical conference there with Dr. Newsom, Daniel Newsom, DrNUZUM.com. My good buddy Seth from Argentin 23 will be there. Paul Bertero from robertswater.com. Check it out, and we'll all be there. And there's a couple of public events. One at the Go Raw Cafe, the Go Raw Cafe East Side in Las Vegas, and the next day at an Organic Healing Center. We'll talk more about that. The following weekend, which will be the 23rd, a Sunday afternoon, after this show. So that's a few weeks away. We'll be doing another event in South Florida. So check that out at aloe1.com, A-L-O-E-1.com. Super Don, if you think that the doctors are not going to want to go to West Africa because of the quarantine threats, turns out they're not going to want to show up for work here in the United States either with the threat of this virus. So.
We covered a story actually last week talking about a study that was done 4 years ago that found that a large number of workers, doctors, nurses, would choose not to show up in case there was a huge influenza pandemic. And so we connected the dots saying, well, if they do that for influenza, you have to imagine they do that for Ebola. And apparently the New York Post reported yesterday that an extraordinary number of Bellevue hospital staffers took a sick day on Friday rather than going to treat the newest diagnosed individual, Dr. Craig Spencer. And in fact, they even say at one point, one nurse went as far as to pretend she was having a stroke to get out of working and having to treat him. So I think we may see that this is actually true, what this study found.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, that shows you how tenuous our medical system is from collapse. You know, real collapse based on the fear. It's not just the American public that has been enamored with this fear-mongering campaign. It is also the hospital staff themselves who are frightened of it. Again,
and you can't blame them.
Maybe legitimately. Like I said, I don't argue about the illness being real. I argue about the one cause. And, you know, so far nothing has convinced me that the law of the terrain is still not the order of the day, but they don't ever adopt that in those settings. So,
well, and the biggest pandemic we're dealing with here is fear. It's not from Ebola. It's not from everything else. And guess what? Doctors and nurses, they're human, too. They're affected by fear. So I can understand.
So we got to increase our CBD intake, you know, reduce the fear. Get the cannabidiol. All right, cold sores and Alzheimer's. What's the link? Now, I've been talking about this for years, as long as I've been on radio, since 1999 when we started officially in broadcast radio, that there is a link between, let's say, viral activity and neurological degradation diseases. Here's a story, and this was published over at WebMD, I believe this is. Studies are now linking cold sore virus to Alzheimer's risk. Now, these cold sore viruses are in the herpes family of viruses. This one's called simplex, and they're indicating it might be increasing the risk. Now, here has been the theory that some have posited that there is a micro attack, if you will, on the integrity of the nerve cells, whether it be via virus, bacteria, or fungus. And that may be indeed true, but as I am going to be true and consistent to what I believe, we're talking again about the law of the terrain. They would be opportunistic. There is no test here, at least in this study, that they're looking into the relationship between, for instance, mercury and aluminum and cadmium and arsenic and lead and all these other heavy metals and their damage to the neurological and brain integrity. But they do find in these people, wow, there's really a lot of herpes simplex activity. Could it be that that's attacking the nerve endings? Now, I think, again, this is a reasonable assumption based on what we know of another herpes family of viruses, one particular one, known as the herpes varicella, the Zoster-Varicella virus. Are you familiar with this one, Super Don?
I've heard of it, yeah.
That's the chickenpox virus.
Right.
And that causes also shingles later in life, or at least to say it causes it. But so we know of the pain associated with that herpes family of viruses on the nerves. So we know that there's an interaction there. Case in point, hence why I argue for the use of silver. Yes, another metal, but not a deleterious heavy metal. One that nourishes the nerves, reduces inflammation, upregulates regeneration of new tissue, including neural tissue, and stops viral replication. So if you're concerned about Alzheimer's, not only will we want to pull out the heavy metals that are actually bad for you, but we might want to increase the influx of the one that is good, the silver, in the right form. And the doctors that are doing this are saying some extraordinary things. We'll also increase selenium. We'll also increase silicon. Silica is critical for neurological integrity. Again, the overlooked humble trace element that I recommend you look into. JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com has that as well. So, yes, is there a link? Yes, I believe there is. Is it a cause-effect link or is it an effect-effect link? Well, the jury's still out on that. But I thought it would be worth mentioning that if you have a history of cold sores, there might be a link there. You want to do extra detox of heavy metals. Take extra selenium, whole food form, as well as silicon and essential fatty acids. CBD, too. Hey, we come back. We had a question of the day related to vaccines and traveling around the world, perhaps to India. Yes, that would be out of sight. So we'll be back after this. Yeah. Super Don is here. 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, help us on that mission. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week here on GCN Live. our syndicator, and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, helping us get out to the world. Shout out to Jerry Doyle in Epic Times. I was on his show on Friday. I tell you what, as far as someone that's in talk radio that has the courage to address some of these issues, JD is, he's right there at the top for me. I mean, we talk, what did we talk about on Friday's show, right before ours? The questionable tests for Ebola. I mean, dude, that's some nads to stand up and go, we're going to question the test.
Listen, and it's one of those things where you're not going to hear it from anywhere else. It's not even on the radar for somebody who's monitoring the news, because how hard was it for us when we wanted to start talking about it to find any details in the news about what test are they using to find out whether somebody has Ebola or not? Nobody's reporting on it. We had to dig deep.
Yeah, exactly. And again, hats off to Jerry Doyle, who, you know, is willing. He's such an intelligent guy. And I'm just saying that. I mean, I'm on the air with him, and I'm going, dude, this guy's a thinker. I mean, he can see things and go,
always has been. Yeah.
Really? No, very impressive. And, you know, people think, oh, he's a party guy. No, he's very, very smart, Jerry Doyle. And, again, appreciate him very much. So check out epictimes.com. And you can follow him on Twitter as well as me, RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media on Twitter. RobertScoutBell.com, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. And I guess it's time for a question of the day.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
You know, this is the perfect sound for the question of the day and who's asking it, Super Don. You know how impressive that is?
I did that on purpose. I meant to do that.
Yeah. I know. When we get, you know, like serious questions of the day and Super Don puts together these awesome audio things, you're like, dude, but this is serious. And you hear like clown music playing. But the question of the day comes from a clown. Not kidding.
Yeah.
Not a scary clown, but a loving clown. Yeah, a vitamin L type clown. This clown studied with Patch Adams, went to one of his things. His name is Guy Girard. Guy, as they say in French Canada,
yes.
Quebec. They probably say it in French in France, too. Guy, instead of Guy. All right, Guy Girard.
Okay.
And he says, it's a pleasure to meet you, I guess, over the social network. I don't think I've met him in person. I don't think so. Of course, we met Patch Adams at one of the Health Freedom Expos. Very, very nice guy. His heart bleeds for the kids, literally, the things that he does for kids around the world. It just brings tears to your eyes. So Guy has studied with him. He says, it's a pleasure to meet you on Facebook, I say. I posted a question on a vaccination awareness Facebook page, and someone wrote, ask Robert. So here goes. I'm leaving for South India in a few days. I chose for no vaccine. Are there any homeopathic solutions I can take along to strengthen my natural immunity, or is that not even necessary? Thanks, Guy. And he says, since then, I've started 5,000 IUs of D3 and probiotics every morning. Thanks, and have a great day. And he's also linked on the Facebook as the Amazing Adventures of Citizen Clown fan page.
Yeah, I'm actually posting that to the social media right now. He's he said in his question, and if you look on the pages here on the Facebook page, he's just leaving here in a few days. He's got a little fundraiser going to go to India to help the kids there, and it's very cool because if you look, he's adopted the Patch Adams thing. He's got the clown nose and the whole thing, and he's healing people with laughter.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. We support that wholeheartedly. And this is an independent thing. He's asking for help. He's not stealing it from you, right?
Right, right.
And so I appreciate these efforts very much. And, yes, going to South India, you know, the southern regions, could there be malaria there? Could there be typhus, typhoid? Could there be other so-called tropical communicable-type diseases that they always want to vaccinate you for, yellow fever being a big one? And indeed, I've been to West Africa twice. The first time was before I was schooled in homeopathy. I was still a kid, in a sense, in my 20s, but young enough, I didn't know about any of this. And I did the melphloquine, which is valerium, which has been now found to be very dangerous with horrible side effects, including hallucinations and things. So for me, yes, homeopathy is really critical. If I look to utilize the light-curing light concept, I would be traveling with the basic starting point for homeopathy, started in addressing malaria like fever infection diseases. And of course, quinine or cinchona is the homeopathic remedy, cinchona, or China. Sometimes it's called China. And it is homeopathic medicine that I would travel with. Of course, now, Guy, you can go to a homeopathic health food store in Canada, probably in Quebec as well, and you can get cinchona, or you could get a fever remedy that will include not only cinchona, but it probably would include aconitum and phosphorus and ferrum phosphoricum, things like this that would address the fever manifestation of so many of these diseases. So absolutely, homeopathically, you can do that. You could even, if you're connected to a homeopathic company, like some of them are, I don't know what the rules are in Canada, you could get the Nozode for malaria. And it would actually say malaria Nozode, which is a homeopathic preparation of the malaria that is found either in the vaccine or drugs or different things that are then converted by a homeopathic serial dilution and succussion. So it's completely safe and non-toxic. And you can sensitize your immune system should you, let's say, get infected from a mosquito while there. And there are homeopathic Nozodes for everything, including yellow fever. Again, the regulations against having access to them are pretty onerous in the United States. You have to get a doctor's prescription, and how many doctors are going to write a script for a homeopathic Nozode? I don't know many. But that's something I would look to address the symptoms. Fever diseases are big. That would be a great thing for you to do. You already mentioned probiotics. You already mentioned D. I would travel with some silver. We get you some sovereign silver. I think it's available in Quebec as well. If you could travel with a large bottle, just wrap it really well and put it in your suitcase to check, and then take a 2-ounce bottle, spray bottle, on the plane with you for, you know, every hour on the plane, that kind of thing would be great, because silver can help you tremendously there. But probiotics are going to be key. Travel with a shelf-stable form of probiotics, because the most of the gut issues happen. That's where the immune system happens. You wipe out the gut ecology, and then, you know, big trouble can ensue from there. So that's good. Do you have some other suggestions there, Super Don?
Do I have any other suggestions? No, I do not. Just do whatever it is that you can to keep yourself healthy, because what you're doing out there, Mr. Gerard, is an awesome thing. And really looking forward to hearing about your travels in India.
Absolutely. I mean, this is such a good
We should
reach
out and see if we can get him on the show. I'm inspired to do so.
Yeah, so Guy, if you're available before you fly out, I know you might be busy in the next couple of days, but we'd love to hear from you, even live 7 to 9 Eastern time, Monday or Tuesday, before you head out. We'll have, of course, Dr. Bitar with us for Advanced Medicine. And, of course, today, a little later in the show, it's Jonathan Emord, the Sacred Fire of Liberty. We got Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times, as well as, you said, Tim Del Mastro from Freedom from Choice, a new documentary film that's coming out that Jonathan Emord and others are in. So that's going to be good. So again, you know, for going to those areas, I am not one that anymore ascribes to vaccinating or even taking drugs. There are ways to address all of those things holistically. If not outright homeopathically, then in herbal forms or in the supplemental, we call them silver, colloidal silver family of remedies that can, let's say, modulate immunity and reduce the likelihood of succumbing to anything. And should you succumb, that you'll get through it much quicker, much safer as well. And I don't know. There's so many things that I could tell you, Guy, but again, you're on the right track.
Let me switch gears real quick here, and I'm going to throw something at you that you weren't prepared for here, but I think it's rather interesting. There's an article in HealthFinder.gov talking about how they're noticing that there may be a link between air pollutants and autism. And it's interesting because the two things they zero in here are chromium and styrene. They're seeing that children that were exposed to these two air toxins while in the womb during the first 2 years of life may have increased odds of developing autism. Now, obviously, the chromium they're talking about there is not the chromium that we talk about here.
Yeah, it's likely the hexavalent chromium that was the Julia Roberts character she played in that movie all those years ago. She was
Aaron Brockovich, right.
It was the hexavalent chromium there. And yeah, you can have that form of chromium, which is very toxic. And it falls within the heavy metal category potentially as well in those forms. Styrene found in car exhaust and industrial emissions, double the risk for neurodevelopmental disorders. See, in all of the controversy about autism, we have never disputed that pollution is a contributing factor. But the point is, imagine bottling it and then putting it in a syringe and injecting it into children, into babies. You see what I'm saying here? So they neglect that when they say, hey, look, we found it's pollution. It's not vaccines. Well, what is a vaccine? It's a concentrated form of liquid pollution that you inject into babies. So it stands to reason that it's going to be a contributing factor, but they have such cognitive dissonance because of their love affair with the sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism that they can't look and recognize that it's the same stuff that's concentrated in the syringe.
In other words, they'll look at air pollution and say, well, these toxins and heavy metals might cause autism, but the toxins and heavy metals in the vaccines, those are okay. Yeah. Those are good ones, right?
Yeah, so for some reason, breathing it in is bad, but injecting it is good, right? That's what I'm saying here, that you may see a doctor that is intelligent because they have a degree, which I call a degree, but they disconnect on this issue because they have been programmed. And the thing is, doctors may be more programmable. Does that make sense? They may be more programmable than the average human being, right? Which means that most doctors are not smoking weed. And you might say that's a good thing. But why do I say that is because the reason, one of the biggest reasons why the authorities are against cannabis, particularly smoking it, but using it really in any form, is because it makes you less likely to fall prey to programming. You are less likely to be programmable as a human being into a robot. And most doctors, let's face it, yes, I said it, have become robots to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Script for this, script for that, script for this, script for that. Hey, are any of the ailments that you are treating, doctor, evidence of a prescription drug deficiency in the body? None? Zero? Zip? Nada? Then you are a robot, right? Maybe you should start using some cannabis and break free from your programming. Take off those horse blinders. They're not made from hemp. All right. We got lots more. In fact, we got cannabis updates.
Hey, what a great segue.
Look at that. Great question, Super Don. Thank you, Gee. Great work as a clown, working it up and healing the kids with love. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
It's that time of the day,
hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, not boys and girls. Yeah, boys and girls. Heck yeah, the CBD that's helping the kids, we certainly are all for that. But it's a cannabis update here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get your CBD, of course, hempmedspx.com. It's helping us tremendously, my wife in particular, with pain. And there is a pain story we may get to. So first up on the cannabis update theme, where are we going to go, Super Don? I'll leave it to you.
Yeah, well, interesting. The U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of California is going to hold what they're calling a rare formal hearing on Monday, the 27th, to determine whether an indictment against this individual, Brian Justin Pickard, and others for conspiracy to grow more than 1,000 marijuana plants violates the U.S. Constitution, whoa, and whether marijuana is misclassified by the federal government as a dangerous Schedule I drug with no medical value. So it's kind of an interesting case that's coming up here this Monday, and we'll kind of follow this to see where it goes, where basically they're going to discuss something that we have been pushing for a long time, the fact that marijuana is not a Schedule I drug, and it's ridiculous to have it scheduled that way.
Right, and where is the authority of the federal government under the Constitution to ban a plant, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That could be an interesting case for sure. Always concerning anytime the federal government is involved at all. But, we'll definitely have to follow that one up. Let's see. There's another story here. I got about honest PSAs, public service announcements against cannabis were honest. This is interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. There's a website that, you know, if you're into the funny humor stuff, it's called College Humor, and they come out with some pretty funny stuff that is worth taking a look at if you want to get a chuckle in the middle of the day. But they put together these what they call honest public service announcements having to do with marijuana, kind of mocking the marijuana harmless. I think that the drug people that are out there that are against marijuana are putting out there. So they've got like this one here. It's got this picture of a pizza, and it's covered with French fries. And it says, French fries are not a pizza topping. And if you hadn't smoked marijuana, you'd have leftovers of both. Marijuana, harmless.
Right. Oh, my God. Here's a good one. That dragon-shaped hand-blown glass bong doesn't get you any higher, but you spent $400 on it anyway. Marijuana, harmless.
Ah, see? So if you hadn't smoked marijuana, you wouldn't have spent the $400 on the bong. Now, I can't say that I totally disagree with that.
That's a funny one. Yeah. I mean, look, people spend their money on all kinds of silly stuff. This is, marijuana doesn't make them any sillier in that regard. I don't believe.
And then the last one, the one I really like here, it has a picture of the Taco Bell drive-thru, and it says, sober people don't buy chicken gorditas at 1 a.m. Taco Bell employees have families. Let them go home.
Marijuana, harmless? That's
right.
Now, if they were being honest, you know, an honest campaign would be, we do not want you to stop buying oxycodone.
Right.
Period. Please vote no on anything that would legalize this plant, right?
There
this
you
is
go.
This is literally the most fundamental, let's say, harm comes to the pharmaceutical industry with the legalization of this plant that is a lawful plant. Secondary to that would be we want more bigger and better police cars. And if you legalize this plant, we'll have less people to put in jail, right? So you've got certain aspects of the law enforcement agencies, not all of them, but some of them, that are very against this because this could hit their bottom line. Their budgets could go down because there'd be less people to arrest, right?
This is true.
But that would be honesty. Here in Florida, where I'm broadcasting from today, we got Amendment 2 on the 4th of November going on. Easily 90% or more are in favor of it. Will it get the 60% necessary at the ballot box? I don't know yet. It's going to be close. But if you're listening in Florida or anywhere else where they have this on the ballot, please take a moment and do harm to Big Pharma and do help to freedom and healing.
Vote absolutely. Yes. And real quick, one last cannabis thing for our cannabis update. Scientists are claiming that a 2,500-year-old mummy known as the Ice Princess, whose elaborately tattooed body and was buried with, believe this, 6 saddled horses. I mean, it's quite the Ice Princess. She actually was buried with a container of cannabis that she was using for breast cancer 2,500 years ago.
Wow. I wonder, somebody, probably one of those doctors, is going to smoke it so they won't be as programmable.
Dude, right? This 2,500-year-old weed, man. It's awesome. Yeah.
Also, another story real quick as we break here. Jonathan Emore is going to join us, but doctors are starting to stop prescribing certain pain drugs like Vicodin, Oxycontin, and Percocet. Why? Because they're so damn dangerous, deadly, addictive.
Yep.
I wonder if they're going to be starting to prescribe cannabis. Good question.
Cannabis.
All right, quarantining. What about abuse of power? Jonathan Emore joins us, Shel Chumley, and more. Freedom from choice? Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.